Hey there, and welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sacks, and happy April Fool's Day, everybody. Today, I'm going to share with you a little adventure I went on last week. I traveled all the way up to New York City just to prank a friend of mine, Dan Pashman, from the food podcast The Sporkful. Now, the game plan was to invite him over to my brother's apartment for a home-cooked meal, but really, I was planning a different kind of meal, maybe something that would make him gag a little bit. Not completely puke, but we're thinking maybe spit up. I don't know. So I had some ideas on how I wanted to pull off this prank, but I thought maybe I could take it up a notch. So before I went to my brother's place, I went over to Abracadabra. That's a store filled with everything from Halloween costumes to movie props to magic tricks to, of course, novelties.
So we're here at Abracadabra Superstore, here with owner Bob Pinzone. Bob, thanks for having us.
No problem. Anytime.
So we're going to prank a friend today, and I see you got lots of things to prank someone with. What is the best way to prank someone? Where are some good gags you can buy? What's the best way to really get someone?
God, that's tough to, there's so many selections, but, the easiest way is when they're not expecting anything, you know. These are some of the sections that we have of the shockers. And we, like the pen, for example. We just leave it right there. When people want to sign a name for a credit card, they're not expecting anything. So that's, it's the element of surprise. They get a really good jump. There's a little stapler, to staple the receipts, and they go, but simple things like, the whoopee cushion is a popular one. The
perennial favorite.
They never go out of style. The other little, the shaker, when you just shake somebody's hand and you have this little...
So we're trying to, our friend is, I see we have some food things here, because our friend here is a foodie. He loves to, I'm into gourmet stuff, I know all about food.
Oh, okay.
And I think we want to teach him a lesson about maybe he doesn't have the best palate in the world, you know.
Man, you can tell him this is green, it's a very healthy candy, and when after he licks on it, his breath is going to smell like garlic.
That's a good one.
So one of those, there's a whole bunch of selections here where your breath is nasty. You know, you got the different selections of the throw up.
Oh, the
big
fake
ones, the small, the fake vomit, so it's we sell that a lot. This is the deluxe vomit. The premium blend. There's something that you put in the shower.
Oh, something in the shower.
Or some kind of a soap.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. So when he needs to wash his hands, it all gets messed
up. Yeah, it's all, here's the whoopee cushion.
Oh, yeah, gotta get one of those. That's important.
All right, okay, this is the exploding soap. But with this, you need the caps, which is right here. I tell you, there is a product that only we sell it here because we worked out a deal with the company that makes it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you could say that,
yeah.
It's called Liquid Ass.
Liquid ass.
Liquid ass is the nastiest, most foul smell you ever.
Have to get some liquid ass then. I think we need to purchase.
I'm going
to
show you
it's Abracadabra's exclusive.
It's exclusive, the liquid ass here. All right? We only keep a few here because
please
kids
do not
come
spray.
In. No, it's vicious. You have to empty the store if they do it. And they've done that. Now, this here are some of the regular ones. The fart spray. Smells is bad. Some of the stink bombs. All of that is the most popular things, as far as pranks. But this guy, the smell is so foul, all right?
Wow.
When the invoice comes in, you can't even smell the invoice. I almost gagged one time when that happened. If you could take a little whiff of that.
A little whiff of the instant.
No, no, don't even open. You don't have to open it. Just smell the right here.
Okay.
It's nasty.
I don't want to clear out this. So don't even.
Just smell the edge.
Oh!
I tell you, I think what they do is just, from the
cesspool.
Source.
It's a cesspool.
That smell comes directly from the source. It's called liquid ass for a reason. I don't think there's anything in that somehow they bottle it right from the source and put it in here. I don't know how they do that. Because,
can we
it doesn't lose any of the effect.
Can we put that?
You know what I'm saying?
Can you ingest that? Can you put that in food?
No, you want to kill somebody.
All right, let's not
It's supposed to be a gag, not a poison.
Okay. But
that is one of the items that, I tell people, please don't open the damn thing because you have to, empty the store.
Wow.
It wow. really is that
I
bad.
See you have liquid ass right next to your butt scratchers. Is that...
Whoever came up with that is...
Let's place the butt scratchers genius. And the liquid ass right next to each other. I love it.
Excellent. Excellent. That's and the phone right next to it for, you know, call emergency.
Right.
You know, emergency. Well,
I think...
You know,
this is going to be good. I think we're going to get... I think maybe we'll get some stinky garlic stuff. And maybe some liquid ass, and maybe if we don't want to go too far, just some run of your mill fart spray.
Yeah, you
fart
just
spray.
Spray a little bit and leave the room. You know, it goes away. You know, after
it goes
a little
away.
While.
All right, because we're gonna be at my brother's place, and I don't want to stink it up too bad.
That he will never talk to you again.
But the fart spray will dissipate.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They all will eventually, but this one happens to linger more.
When you're setting up a prank, is it just the gotcha moment, or do you like to do some kind of more elaborate thing where you're really leading someone on, and they really feel bad, and they're emotionally disturbed by the end of it, where they think, oh my gosh, I just feel horrible right now, and you totally got me. What's your favorite kind of prank to do?
It depends how I feel during the day. You know, sometimes I'm like behind a register or something, and I just want to get somebody like real quick, you know? But there's sometimes the other times where you just want to lead them into this little by little, because it's like at the end it's more of a...
More of a payoff?
Yeah, you
I
know,
mean,
it's
I've
just
traveled,
like build up to it, you know?
Do you think he'll appreciate that I've traveled hundreds of miles just to get him to...
If you're not afraid of losing the relationship, you know, I said go for it.
All right, well, let's get some. You ring us up, or...?
No problem.
All right, so we've got our garlic candy, exploding soap. I think at the end of everything, when he kind of maybe is like onto it, that maybe we're pranking him a little bit, and we'll just say, hey, you know, go ahead, wash up. Just like this one last kicker, we'll probably
okay.
get him.
Okay.
And then our various sprays, the liquid ass, which I'm not even opening in the shop because it smells. Oh God! Putrid.
Why'd you try it again? You must like the smell. I told you it smells bad,
so
and you
bad.
Did it again.
It's so bad. And then your run-of-the-mill. Fart spray, which you're telling me will not stick up my brother's apartment permanently, right? It will dissipate.
It'll dissipate. They will dissipate, but you know the smell on this one will stay longer.
Okay, I like that.
Now you got to, you know, you got a way to.
We're gonna booby
what's
trap.
What's first? What's second? Third?
We're gonna booby trap the whole apartment.
But it's guaranteed that you will lose that friendship at the end, and that's your objective. It looks like.
All right, we're gonna do it. Let's pay for it. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so got all my stuff and ready to go to my brother's apartment to prank Dan, and I'm going to share with you next week how it all went down. Now, in the meantime, you can share with me all your April Fool's Day pranks. I want to know what worked, what didn't work, and what is the best prank ever pulled on you. You can let me know about it at the What Would Rob Do Facebook fan page. And now, dum-da-da-da, the What Would Rob Do website. Simply go to whatwouldrobdo.com. That's all one word. And there you can find the podcast, the blog, and information about my upcoming book. And a final word on that note, if you live in the D.C. or Philly area, also check out the website where there's information on upcoming book signings. Thanks again for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs, and happy pranking, everybody.